Joining me today is Lori Hodge with the Didsbury Chamber of Commerce, back once again with Country Christmas 2024. Lori, this is an annual favorite. Tell us what you have planned for this year.
Oh my goodness, there is so much that's going to be happening this Friday in Didsbury. We have the holiday train, of course, coming through at 3:45 that stops at the train station. There's some horse-drawn wagons that will be located at different locations throughout town, multiple fire pits at several businesses throughout town. There's a pub night that's being planned at JD's Pub and Restaurant in aid of the Heart to You Hamper program. At the Didsbury Tavern, there's going to be a magician there that's going to be entertaining folks. A Winona Earp scavenger hunt that's going to be starting at the fire station in the afternoon throughout the evening. There'll be photos with Santa, some street hockey, a movie, and some crafting at the Didsbury Municipal Library. The folks from the Didsbury Museum will be at the train station, where you can see some vintage trains and gingerbread houses and have a warm beverage courtesy of the folks at the museum. There's going to be a Christmas carol truck scooting around town, entertaining folks, a Christmas market at the Elks Hall, and of course, lots of specials and sales to be found at stores and restaurants throughout town all evening.
It's wonderful. It's going to be a great night for it as well. Coming up on Friday, of course, Country Christmas in Didsbury. Something that's been happening for a long, long time, of course, Lori. Just how important is Country Christmas to the community of Didsbury?
Oh, my goodness. It's integral to the economy in our small town. It's the highlight of the Christmas season, I think, that gets many of the locals and people from outside to come into town. And it gives us a little bit of a boost, not even just for morale, but for revenue as well.
Well, absolutely. And you're, of course, with the Chamber of Commerce in Didsbury. Just how important is it to support local during the Christmas season?
I think it's more important now than ever, especially with all of our challenges that we're facing right now in getting packages from here and there. If you can buy it somewhere close by, please do. It makes such a huge difference.
And obviously there's no strike or anything like that happening when you go right to the store and pick up the gift yourself. It's a great way to do it, of course, and ensure there's something under the tree this Christmas. Also wanted to ask you, Lori, just in general about the Didsbury Chamber of Commerce right now. I know there have been some changes over the past couple of months. Just how is the health of the organization right now and your presence in Didsbury?
We've seen a huge jump in volunteers within the organization. And this will be, I think, the first step in getting it back to a healthy state. And I was surprised, but positively, to see such a fine turnout from all local businesses to help out with this.
If people were looking for more details on Country Christmas or potentially joining the Chamber of Commerce, how could they do so, Lori?
You can check us out on our Facebook page, of course. That's probably the best route of communication, or look us up on the Didsbury Chamber website.
There you go. Lots of different places for you to find out more details, of course, of the Chamber and Didsbury's Country Christmas, which is happening on Friday night. It's going to be awesome. Things getting underway around 3 o'clock, of course, with the holiday train and the caroling truck, and then it goes all evening long. For more details, like Lori says, check out their social media feeds or mymountainviewnow.com. Lori, I thank you for your time this morning, and best of luck with things on Friday night.
Thank you so much.